So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we could do a Black Widow movie.
Oh, did you not see Avengers Endgame? Because I have terrible news.
No, I did see that movie, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I figure we could set the movie a couple of years in the past, you know, when it would have made more sense to make it.
Oh, yeah, why did we wait so long to do this?
Well, remember that whole leaked email situation with the old Marvel Studios head Ike Perlmutter, where he was like, female-led superhero movies don't make money, and he listed a bunch of examples?
Stop.
But then Wonder Woman was a success, so I was asked to take a look at our female character roster again.
Stop talking.
Oh, sorry. Are we not saying that out loud?
We're gonna take that again, okay? Why did it take us so long to do this?
I don't know.
Oh, fair enough. Better late than never, I guess.
Yeah.
So tell me about the movie.
Well, I figure we could get more grounded with the Black Widow movie, you know?
Ah, we're gonna do a more grounded movie about the lady who jumped off a cliff on planet Vormir after a red-faced war criminal who's now a space ghost explained that was the only way to get her hands on the magic rock she wanted before a muscle-bound purple alien got it and completed his power glove.
Yes.
I love it.
Well, great. So I figure we could have this whole big marketing campaign where ScarJo is like, you think you know Black Widow? Think again.
So we're gonna learn a bunch of new stuff about her?
Like, how does she get that vest that she wears in Infinity War?
Oh, people love retroactively learning how characters they know got certain pieces of clothing we've seen them wear.
Oh, I certainly hope they do, sir, because we've been really leaning into that for the past 5 years or so.
We have, yeah.
We're also gonna shed some new light on the character. Like, for example, did you know she went on a little adventure between Civil War and Infinity War?
Oh, neat.
Yeah, so it turns out when Natasha was a kid, she had like a fake family in Ohio, but they were actually Russian operatives living undercover.
Okay.
And then we're gonna jump forward in time and Natasha's on the run from General Ross because of the Sokovia Accords.
He's from some of the other movies.
He is. It's all connected.
Wow.
So she heads to the safe house in Norway and unknowingly picks up a little box of vials of antidote.
An antidote?
Yeah, see, it turns out her fake sister Yelena was also a widow operative being chemically controlled by this place called the Red Room, right?
Right.
And she ended up coming in contact with this stuff called the Red Dust, which freed her from her mind control agent.
Ah, gotcha.
So Natasha's unknowingly driving with this stuff, and suddenly a massive explosive hits her car and flips it a bunch of times.
Oh my god, is she okay?
Yeah, I mean, she's a superhero, right?
Yeah, but that sounds like something that would probably kill a non-superpowered being, and Natasha doesn't have superpowers.
Yeah, whoops.
Whoopsie.
Okay, so to be honest, now that I think of it, there are several scenes in this movie where as a non-superpowered individual, she should definitely be killed, but she's not gonna.
It would be better story-wise if she didn't die.
Yeah, because we already know when she dies anyway, so then she's gonna get attacked by this villain called Taskmaster.
Oh, people love that character. Very cool mimicking capabilities, entertaining personality.
Yeah, so I figure we could do like a Deadpool kind of thing.
Yeah, bring a character that people love to the big screen in an enjoyable way, sure.
No, I meant like a Deadpool in X-Men Origins Wolverine kind of thing.
Oh, turn the character into a mind-controlled killing machine with no speaking lines or personality traits. Yeah, that works too.
Great.
So then what happens?
Well, Natasha escapes with the vials and goes to see her fake sister, and they start fighting when they see each other.
Why?
Because it's been a couple of minutes since the last action scene.
Gotcha.
And so Natasha finds out that this bad Russian guy, Dracov, who she thought she killed years ago, is actually still alive and still running the Red Room.
Okay.
And by the way, I was thinking we could get Ray Winstone to play him.
Oh, he's great. Can he do a Russian accent?
Doesn't matter.
It matters a little.
Nope. So then they realize they need to break their fake father, Alexei, out of jail, because he probably knows where the Red Room is.
All right.
So then these guards fire hundreds of bullets at Yelena, who's in a helicopter, and Natasha jumps down to help her dad.
Very exciting.
So then they all manage to fly away, just as an avalanche is just destroying the prison.
Well, thank God the hundreds of bullets didn't affect the helicopter in any way.
Yeah, it worked out great.
So I guess a bunch of people are probably killed in that avalanche, huh? Were they all bad guys?
Yeah.
You sure? I'm sure some of those guards were just people working there to try to feed their families.
Sir, we're on to the next scene, so don't worry about that.
Oh, okay.
So it turns out Alexei doesn't actually know where the Red Room is, so they have to go see their fake mother, Melina.
Okay, sure.
And it turns out she's still working for the Red Room, but then her and Natasha have a heart-to-heart, and that seems to change everything for her.
So what do they do?
Well, they secretly use those face mask things to swap appearances.
Well, why do they switch appearances?
Well, because this way Natasha can get close to Dracov.
Does that work?
Now, he sees right through the disguise and pulls the mask off pretty much immediately.
Right, so why do they swap faces?
Well, because Melina's the one who designed the cells in the Red Room, so she's able to open them up.
Do you think maybe it might have been easier to just explain to Natasha how to open the cell instead of having her impersonate a woman she hasn't seen in several decades?
Maybe, but so now Natasha has to go up against Dracov and Taskmaster, who we're gonna reveal is Dracov's daughter.
Oh. Okay.
No, see, this is kind of a big deal, because Natasha always assumes she killed her when she was a little girl as kind of intentional collateral damage when killing Dracov.
Natasha intentionally killed a child?
Yeah, well, the child didn't really die, so morally, we're all good.
Well.
So then we're gonna flash back to Melina explaining to Natasha that you can't actually hurt Dracov.
Why?
Because he implemented a pheromone blocker in all the widows, so if you can smell him, you can't hurt him.
What?
It's basic science, sir. If you can smell him, you can't fire a gun at him.
Is that basic science?
It is, yeah, because that's why I wrote that in here.
So Natasha has to hold her breath?
No, because see, Melina explains that's not enough. You gotta sever a nerve right here.
Couldn't she just kind of stand on the other side of the room far away from him, fire a gun from there?
Nope.
But probably, though?
Pheromones.
Oh, very far-reaching pheromones, so it's gonna be tough for her to hurt him, huh?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, she smashes her face on a table, and that severs the nerve.
Oh, surgical head smashing is tight.
But so then Dracov manages to bring in all the brainwashed widows, and they start attacking Natasha.
Oh no.
But then Yelena uses the antidote on all of them, and all their free will comes back.
Oh, very nice of her.
And Melina blows up a main engine of the Red Room sky base, so the whole thing starts to fall.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and then Yelena blows up the plane that Dracov was trying to escape on.
And she was able to do that despite the pheromones?
Sure, and so then Black Widow dives after her as she plummets towards Earth, but Taskmaster starts attacking again.
And not one piece of the massive, actively crumbling sky base lands on them.
That's what we're going with. So then they land, but Natasha manages to use the antidote on Taskmaster, and so everything's great now.
So nobody died in the massive collapse?
Yeah, just every single one of the bad characters and not a single one of the good or redeemed characters.
Oh, well, great.
So then instead of escaping with her family, Natasha decides to stay behind and be captured by General Ross.
Oh, yeah, she can't go with her family. She's got to be in a couple of other movies.
So then 2 weeks later, she meets up with her friend who got her a Quinjet.
Wait, wasn't she just captured by Ross? What happened there?
I don't know.
Oh, fair enough.
And then during the credits, we're gonna have this scene where Yelena is at Natasha's grave and this character Contessa Valentina shows up with a mission for her.
What's the mission?
Sign up for Disney Plus.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it's gonna be very exciting. People are gonna be like, who is this character? It's gonna be this big reveal.
Oh, that's gonna be a big reveal. Really add a lot to the end credits, unless we decide to reveal it in a streaming show first.
What? Hey everybody, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. Also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. And check back soon for a new one, because there's gonna be new ones, you know? Okay, bye.